Boop, bip, boop, bip, boop, bip.
Oh, hello.
Man, I've got to change that ring sound.
Oh, my God, it's so bad.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Satan's penis.
Satan doesn't have a penis.
What does he have?
He has a vagina, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, snap. Veg snap, even.
some kind of new Tart Pop Comics soda pop.
Oh, gross.
Veggie snap.
That's right. It's mostly chicken broth.
Veggie burger.
Gross. Veggie faces.
Veggie tails. Do you ever make your kids watch that?
Never. No, of course not.
Oh, you probably should.
No, it's all praise Jeebus and hail Satan. No, wait, it's mostly the first one.
Yeah, and also really ugly.
Yeah. It's like praising Jesus plus vegetables. No, give me a pizza with a lot of ingredients telling me to...
Wait a minute,
Satan.
You can't just...
I can't what now?
Recorded live. Originally recorded with live people at a time that happened. From Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
And Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Are you in St. Paul?
Yeah, but no one wants to admit that shit.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Like, I know, like, if you're saying the state Minnesota, the first thing that comes, like, the first city that comes to mind is probably Minneapolis, because it sounds the same, right?
That's right, yeah.
It's like New York is just easiest.
Yeah.
It's not the capital.
No.
May not even be the best. I don't know. I've never been there.
Mm-mm. Utica. But, Albany. Albany. Captain Lou Albany.
Rochester.
Yeah. We got one of those, too.
Everyone has one of those.
A Rochester?
It's played out.
Probably a Roseville, too. A lot of Rosevilles.
A Roosevelt?
Rosebud.
Roosevelt. Roosevelt.
Svelte. So,
which state is the most egregious for duplicate names? Well, I mean, I know obviously they would all be duplicate. It would be possible, but which one do you think is most egregious?
Most tenuous?
Probably one of the old ones, right?
Wait, you think
the original six of how many was it, 13 colonies? What was the original U.S.?
Virginia, Roanoke.
New England.
New England.
Old England.
Crosby.
Old English, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and...
Fire, Earth, Wind, Water, and Heart.
Firestar.
No.
Firestar!
No. Who gives a shit?
I am Professor Xavier!
We're all ruined anyway.
Ruined, though?
I got a call from the bank today. The bank's all like, hey...
Oh, do you need to take it right now?
You're late on...
I can hold it here.
You're late on payment. You're late on... Hey, where's our money? And I'm like, I don't have any money. And they're
right.
Like, well, when are you going to send it in? I'm like, well, when I get some. Well, can you come down to the bank today and give us some? Well, no.
I would love to.
I don't have any. What are you going to do? You know?
Yeah. Well, you're all Louis C.K.ing out, huh?
Why, he's a shit.
He did a whole bit about that. Hey, not that he invented money. That was Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, that's right. He did talk about that. Oh, right. When he needed the he didn't make $10 to be broke.
That's right. He was in the negatives. And
yeah, that's good. That's good. He worked that into his show.
my wife and airplane peanut ATMs with $20 bill units.
That's right.
Come on, people.
Yeah, come on, people.
If you're gonna like the lowest unit of money, you see this all ties in. Those are regular listeners to this podcast.
Yeah,
I'm Brian. That's Phil.
Yeah.
Hi.
We've had a problem with piracy lately, though. I've noticed there's a bunch of our shows running around the net where people just put their own names in.
Yeah. It's okay. I forgot we should have said, officially, we should have said last time, we should have said hiatus.
Yeah.
But
we
didn't. We blew it.
It's like those face hole booths. You know those things where you go to the carnival and there's like the hole in the picture with you put your face in there? You know, and it's like, hey, look, I'm fucking Tarzan or whatever. We could do that.
Or Rambo.
We could do that for people. We could be like, I'm... Insert name here. Yeah, totally. That'd be
and
good.
I'm expletive deleted.
Mad Lib style.
Yeah. But yeah, it's, it ties into the, if you're a regular listener, you know that I hate the penny.
Yeah.
I hate the penny with a passion. Get rid of the penny. I don't want it. Don't need it. It's useless. You can't use it. You can't use it for anything. It's no good. It's not even magnetic. You can't even play with it.
You kept my phone number.
I suppose you can spin it like a top and play that little football game, I guess, but come on.
Yeah. It's, you can make decisions with it.
Too small with enormous meat hands like we have.
You can age wine with a penny.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Turn it to vinegar?
No, you can't. Not backwards.
Oh, what?
Yeah, only the one direction.
Is that what Jesus did?
Yeah, totally. He was like, hold on.
Let me just get it from here. No,
plus,
but
when he turned all those fish into other fish, it's just because he fucked that fish. No, he didn't. He's like, hold on. I'm going to have a lot more fish in about 8 months.
And you know what? If he was smart, he would have been even more famous if he had said, see all this bread and fish? What you do? Cut the bread in half, put the fish in the middle. There you go.
Yeah, totally.
Filet, oh Jesus.
This shit is going to be on special at Lent when you can get a Shamrock Shake.
That's right. But anyhow, the penny is the, for those international listeners, the penny is the 1 cent piece.
Penny. We call it a you kept your phone number, Penny. You answered your phone on Christmas, Penny.
Desmondoid. Yeah. And,
you guys should watch that show, by the way. If you don't watch that show, get on the stick.
Oh, man, I can't wait to watch last week's episode.
Spoiler alert, you haven't watched it yet?
No, does Penny get a phone?
Oh. Spoiler alert, it's on tonight. What are you doing?
Does she and Brain get in trouble together?
Why are you taking so long?
Well, here's the thing, is that normally we watch it Wednesdays it comes out. We're talking about Lost, for those who are not in the know. It's fine if you're not. Hey, you know what? I resisted Lost the very first season. I was like, I don't know about that show. And I hear it's good, but I don't know. And then I watched it after the first season. I watched the whole first season, as we've discussed. And you watch the whole shit all back to back, and you're like, fucking hey, this is awesome.
Oh, yeah. Once you, man, when you load up, you get the big carbo load. When you get a lot of toppings on your pizza.
When you break the seal. Don't break the, if you're not quite sure, don't break that seal. But if you are sure, you break that and you'll never stop pissing Lost.
Yeah, you get ready. Get some snacks. Like, you know, like the first time
hunker,
you did acid.
Hunker and
like,
bunker down, man.
You're like, I'm going to buy all this orange juice and get all this vitamin C, and I got all these blacklight posters because I'm going to be on acid. So you like stock up and you get all this stuff. Do that, except this time it's real. Well, because you know that first time you know you do
you
acid,
will,
you're like,
well,
my carpet.
Fingers.
You just watch your carpet all night and you just... You know, you think you need all that shit, but it's like, yeah, it's over before you know it.
No, I don't.
Do ask them to watch Lost.
I've not done it before.
No? We should do that.
All right.
First show.
All right. Do you want me to come over there, or do you want to come over here?
No, I just think we should have Drug Week, and we should try to hook up the same shit, and then we'll just like, do a whole run of shows, all on special. It'd be a scientific, you know.
That would be interesting. That would be something.
Okay, so...
You
got any NyQuil?
Don't get me started on NyQuil. You know, the thing about NyQuil is, 12th digression, it's fucking it's spiraling out of control here.
I know.
I
would you put a Hot Pocket on my pizza?
I would put one in a pizza.
Call now for a large 13, topping any way you like it, just $13.99.
Don't, please. No. come on, we're spiraling out of control. We're gonna.
Oh.
I was talking about having to make a companion show just to tie up all the loose ends, and then I realized that is what the next show is. So.
That's the only way we keep going. If we tied it all up, then we'll look what happened. We
Except
were obviously
we
done last August.
We don't, like, we don't have a recap or an exit meeting or anything like that.
Yeah,
you know?
It's fast and loose. That's the way people like it. That's the way some people like it.
Okay. So, let's go backwards. What the hell was I going to say about Lost again? So the reason I'm behind on that is we usually watch it. It comes out on Wednesday night. Wednesday.
Yeah.
I usually brown-lard it off the internet so that I don't have to watch commercials. And plus, because of the Eastern time zone, folks, and because the show is so popular, you can get the show before it really even airs over here.
Yeah.
Or around the same time. So it's like, okay, so I'll just grab that and we'll watch it at our leisure. And not bend to the whim of the network. Bed Lydus.
You don't want to bend to the Widmore? Widmore?
I'm sorry, I had diarrhea. Speaking of diarrhea, we will later. I'm just teasing that. Stay tuned. Continue to not turn this off if you want to hear my diarrhea. I know that's why everyone's here. Like, they are the Kentucky Diary this week.
Yeah, I know.
Not lost. Okay, and so we usually do that, and then for whatever reason on Wednesday it didn't happen, but we're like, okay, well let's just pick this up tomorrow. I think we ended up doing something else that was more productive or better, or we went out, or I can't remember.
Reproductive.
It's like, let's put this on hold. We can do this anytime. And then it just kind of went on. It's like, are we going to watch that? Yes, definitely watch that. And then it just, like, kept going on and on to the point where, like, the other day, I don't know, a couple days ago, I was like, okay, guys, let's finally watch Lost. And then my roommates were like, oh, we already watched it. I was like, oh, you fucking dicks. If I would have known that, I would have watched it without you fuckers.
You guys are like newlywed rabbits.
White rabbits?
Oh, yeah.
Newly whitened?
Yeah, with numbers painted on them.
Yeah.
Those haven't been around in a while.
So I haven't watched it because we usually sit down as a group and we, you know, like have dinner and have drinks and what have you. And whatever enhances the experience, if whatever you got, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, you know, it didn't happen this week. So I got to get on it because it's on tonight. And I do want to watch two back to back, but I don't want to, like, make everybody else watch it just because I didn't watch it, you know, even though it's their fault.
So what are you going to do?
I will probably watch it right now.
All right,
Can you hold for 44 minutes?
I'm going to order a pizza.
Oh, no.
With
okay,
a lot
no,
of toppings on it.
Before you do that, make sure you have a $20 bill in your bank account. You know, the penny is the lowest
unit. No, we already did a whole show on money. We did a whole week of shows on money.
Dude, it's an economic brown turn here, man. It's hot. That's the hot topic right now.
You know what's a good value, though?
Extra value bundle?
I'll tell you what the good value is.
10 square feet of pizza. $9.99 for up to 21 toppings.
What about a pizza made into a cube? You could have different, like a dice, like a die. I didn't want to say a die because, like, the die is cut. And
you don't,
like,
want to confuse me.
Right, like, because you're all like a die cut cover.
Yeah.
Or like a...
Die my darling.
Speaking of die area.
Oh, here we go.
That's it's a fake video game. You know, like Killzone for PlayStation? It's a Killzone game. We thought it'd be funny if it was called Die Area. Yeah. So the $20 bill is the lowest unit in the grown up world, I guess. And it doesn't make any sense because you can't get anything lower than that out of a machine, and you can't use the penny and a vending and all that and so forth. And so basically, fucking, if that's how it's going to be, can we just get rid of physical money altogether? Can we just do that?
Yes.
Can we, what I mean is the concept of money.
Yes.
I want to be Mad Max, please.
Can't we just convert everything to man hours?
I think we should just go metric with it. I don't know.
Man hours would be good, though. You know, because then it wouldn't matter what your job was.
Man hours.
It's like, well, I worked 4 hours. That's enough for this bucket of chicken and this DVD.
So you just have, like, a time card? Like, you punch mm-hmm. slot and go, hey, look, check it out. And they're like, okay, that's good for 300 library books.
Yep.
And a McNugget.
Yeah. Because then everyone would be fine. It's like, well,
I said that's specifically for Sarah.
I'm a CEO.
That's what she spends hers on: one McNugget and 300 books.
Yeah, that's is that her desert island list?
Yeah. Oh, and just so you know, Sarah, we're not singling you out. We did a separate file. We tracked every regular listener's IP.
Yep.
We made a separate one, and everyone got
made
their own.
For both of them. Yep.
Yep. So
both of you got your own.
And just to prove that we're not lying, Sarah, we're speaking to you now. The one that we did for Box Brown.
Yeah.
You will never hear.
Whoa.
Yep.
Are we gonna put her name in there when we say all the stuff about him to him?
It's already done. Don't why would you say that?
I mean,
that?
Did
you
know,
you know very well that we
will...
already did. Hey, you know who I saw the other day?
Who's that?
But did not speak to?
John Corsolino.
What? Bean Bandit.
Oh,
Bean
really?
Bandit. Yeah, I saw him at Robin Bougie's launch. He had a launch party for his new Cinema Sewer and Sleazy Slice. Is it Slice that it was called? Yeah. His two new books. He had it at a gallery, which is sadly closing. But yeah, I went there and saw him and bought those books off of him. And Bean Bandit was there slinking around. Did not speak to him.
Well, that's okay. Shout out to you, though, dude. You know he's listening.
I have no idea if he's listening.
He used to. He did. He was.
Well, that's true.
Anyone who ever did still wins.
Anyway, I noticed you were there, and it's okay that we didn't speak, you know? Because now, now I feel like we are. It's a lot more comfortable.
Yeah.
and less sweaty than it
safely
was.
Safely one-sided.
Yeah, there you go.
You're a dick, dude. No,
I just feel really uncomfortable because, like, whenever I talk to people, they're always heaping praise and complimenting me and saying that, and it just makes me a little uneasy, you know?
Is that true?
Yeah, like, everyone's always, oh, he's such a great guy, man, great job and everything, and I'm like, because then you feel like you have to reciprocate and say what they did a good job on, and sometimes they didn't, or maybe you don't know or don't care.
I never feel like that.
What?
I never, ever feel like that.
Oh, well, if you want to, you should start making up stories like I do.
I get a little... if people ever tell me something's good, it's usually because I harangue them for 10 minutes.
So,
and then once they admit it's all right, then I'm like, all right, I'm going to go do something else. It's never like, how are you doing? I never turn... I'm a horrible human being.
No, I'm joking about that. No one ever compliments me on shit.
Oh. I'm also joking about...
Yeah, see, we're taking the two extremes of the devil's advocate.
Yeah.
Speaking of devil's advocate, what do you think about pizza?
I think...
When people eat Doritos brand tortilla chips...
Wait, what?
Hmm? Doritos brand tortilla chips?
Yeah.
Horchata chips.
I've always loved my Doritos tortilla chips.
Tortichas.
Yeah.
Doritos.
Do you like original or the newfangled?
I've got this delicious dilemma.
Oh my god, what the... what is she doing there? What's happening?
Yeah. You know what's in Doritos? I'll tell you.
Take this cool ranch flavored Dorito tortilla chip. It combines herbs, spices, tomato, and onions for one creamy cool ranch taste.
Tomato?
With all American ingredients.
I guess.
I would never have guessed there was tomato in those.
Yeah, I guess. Cool ranch flavored Doritos brand. There's a little bit of red flake. Taste as good
as they crunch. Yeah, I would have assumed that was like red pepper or something, you know?
Yeah.
Or like paprika I don't know what, but the green and red like flake on those things always kind of bummed me out. Because I don't know, like those colors are always like it's like the crud that goes inside of the Christmas cake. What do you call that?
The dried cherries in the fruit cake.
Because there's only two dyes. There's only two real dyes. There's the NyQuil green, and then there's the Jolly Rancher red.
Yep.
Those are the only two real dyes, and they're in everything. You combine them to make all the other colors.
White.
Yes, that's how they do it.
Yeah. You know who? America. That's who.
Yes.
You won't find
it.
A chip like this coming out of Japan.
That's Jay Leno.
Oh, wow. Is his new show out yet?
That was it.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey, good job, Jay Leno.
It's the Doritos Family 15 Minutes Hour.
He used to be all up in Doritos shit, huh?
Yeah, totally. He had a baggy neck back then.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Now Colbert has taken the mantle.
Really?
He's descended into Fremantle.
What? Did he? Fremantle
no.
Media?
I don't know.
That's who makes The Price is Right.
What?
Fremantle Media. They make The Price is Right.
Really?
Yes. And
Thanks, Australia.
Yeah.
Mini Doritos?
I'm pretty sure they made Kid Nation. God, that was a good show.
Oh, my God. I wish we could get our hands... Like, do we know...
On those kids.
Oh, my God. Imagine what we could do. They should make action figures of all of them.
Deal with it.
Wow. I would like to know if they ever filmed that second season, if that's just been shelved, or if that ever happened. Because if it did, I will break into the place.
Yeah, and, totally.
And,
rent it, seed it one time.
Yes, please. Mm-hmm.
That'd be
put
good.
It on rapid share.
I read some complaint from Sophia. This is after the show. You know Sophia, you know?
Which one is she?
The chick that bought the bike. The bitchy.
Oh, the lesbian.
The grown-up bitchy lesbian, yes.
Yeah, the lesbian. She didn't know she was a lesbian yet.
She wrote to the... yeah, but I guess I hadn't seen
I'm
her 50, mother.
I'm
I don't know.
Think boys are, I'm 15 and think boys are gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, she wrote this letter to her city town hall newspaper area district place and said, "Hey, how comes it I can't ride my bike on the street? Where am I supposed to ride my damn bike? I'm having some bike lane issues." And it was this long thing written just like the way she talked. It was good.
Oh my god.
They're going to be grown up soon. They're going to be hearing about, you know, like what's that kid's name? Marquell's fucking hat problem. You know, that dude was on a show. He was on a Disney show or something.
Afterwards?
Yeah, remember the kid with the hats?
You know, yes.
The real styling kid? Yeah, he's been on some stuff after.
I kind of thought he might have been a girl at first.
Me too.
I admit.
Me too.
Yeah. Because it's like...
Burn face. God, Kid Nation, that's a great show.
You could picture it, but, you know, I'm like, you don't want to say, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, all I got to say is, Janine Garofalo, look out for Sophia.
Yeah, basically. She's been on 24, by the way. Janine Garofalo is on 24 this season.
Ugh.
It's awesome.
Ugh.
It's good.
I've never watched that show.
Oh.
But I do,
Just watch the last one of every season.
Really?
Why not?
Like, the last one and the premiere?
No, fuck the premiere. You don't need the setup. Just resolution.
Okay.
Just watch the previouslys.
Well, what if I hate Marilyn Rice Cub?
That's what I'm saying. Her and Janine Garofalo are totally having a pout off. It's awesome.
They're having a Mr. Show alum off. Whose career is doing better?
Yeah, who's to say? They're both on the same show, so fuck it. It's a draw.
It's a drabaka.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, man, what were we gonna say, man? I got,
10 square feet of pizza. $9.99 for up to 21 toppings.
I don't like square pizza.
Hey, dude. Dude, that's a good deal, though.
Yeah, I don't like square pizza. Every piece of pizza needs to have a little crust.
21 toppings, though, dude.
How do you eat a middle piece?
21 toppings.
Square pizza is for people who eat pizza with knives and forks.
Yeah.
And those people can go suck a dick.
I guess.
I'm looking at you, Box Man.
Whoa.
Oh,
you know the edible bread bowl they should make? Oh, man. Dude, Pizza Hut famous bowls.
But they only make two things, don't they? So
I know,
pizza with wings on top?
No.
More bread?
Stuffed full of bread. The crust would be the bowl.
What about a pizza where the crust is the cinnamon bread?
Yes.
And I'm not saying, like, let's put chocolate sauce and marshmallows on it, Ninja Turtle. No, you put the tomato and everything else on it, and you just have the cinnamon bread.
And then you
eat that last, and that's your dessert. Just the outer crust could be laden and crusted with, crust-crusted with the cinnamon.
Full of hot honey.
Hot money?
Hot honey.
You're breaking up a little bit, so I thought you said hot money, and I thought we were going back to talk about money.
Oh, yeah.
So I had this story queued
up. You thought we were going back? You were going back?
Yeah.
Like,
that's not really,
that's not backwards. That's more
indicative
forward.
Of, if you run backwards, it wouldn't sound like that.
True.
You don't actually wind up when you go to run backwards. You just kind of
start
doing it.
Yeah, that's right.
And then when you're finished, you wind down.
No, you jog forward a couple steps. And...
Sure. Take two steps forward and one step forward, two steps back.
Yeah.
Wait.
No, that's what you do.
I forget what MC Scat Cat told me to do, so.
What? No,
what?
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
I remember him. Sorry about that.
MC Scatnoid?
Yeah, that's just gross.
There was a nice Noid reference in the 30 Rock.
When?
Last week's.
Really?
Yeah.
Did I miss it?
When Rip Torn had the video message.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
Spoiler alert. Come on.
Rip Torn is alive?
I meant Rip Taylor.
Rip Taylor's alive?
He's alive of AIDS.
No, but you're saying the character on the 30 Rock that dude plays is awake?
No, it was an old video message.
Oh.
Didn't you watch it?
I didn't watch it yet, apparently.
Oh, come on now.
No, I didn't.
I'm not putting spoiler alerts for 30 Rock. It's a 20-minute comedy.
It's only six days old, though, man.
Very, very loose continuity.
All right.
Larry King was on it. It was hilarious.
Aaron grows up to be Sawyer.
Okay, so, but therefore, I didn't spoil anything, but I'm just saying,
if
you haven't watched it yet, keep an eye out, keep an ear peeled for the Noid reference that I enjoyed, and go, hey, I see why Brian liked that. Nah.
Avoid the enjoyed. Yeah, but if Family Guy did it, you'd be like, man, fucking Family Guy just whipping out the Noid.
No, it's because you expect it from Family Guy, you know? Never mind. How are we doing on time?
We're 5 minutes over.
Should we cut our losses?
Cut our victories.
So much show lined up, but we blew it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I spent more time putting these Doritos things together than...
One good crunch leads to another.
You know what I'm saying?
You'll never know why. Yeah. No one will ever... Why would they have put all those Doritos things in there?
When did we have Jim Gaffigan on?
That's because Doritos tortilla chips taste as good as they crunch.
Do you know who I hate more than Jim Gaffigan? Would you like to know?
Yeah.
Jimmy fucking Fallon.
Oh, yeah. How's that new show working out?
Oh, my God. We watched it the other night.
TV update. What the hell?
It was dreadful.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was pretty bad. You would think that, you know, when they gave the time slot back in the day, 15 years ago or whatever, to Conan, and they were like, here's a guy who's never done a show before. Let's see how this goes. And they're like, oh, it really sucked for a couple of years. He was awful. Let's try and repeat that magic.
Yeah.
It was gross and horrific. I kind of want to know who his writers' staffs are, if there's anyone cool on his writing staff, because there were a couple segments, like pre-tape, kind of, you know, comedy bits that he was not in, you know, that I thought were pretty funny, like sort of on par with what Conan might do and stuff. I was like, oh, that was pretty amusing. And then his face came back on and he started being terrible at his job, and I was like, okay, I can't watch this anymore. But he was fucking spoon fed his first show. He had Bob Denaro or whatever that guy's name is, that actor, Robert De Niro. He had Robert De Niro on his
show.
It's like, god damn, like, you get him on your first show? Or I don't know if it was the first show. I think it was the first show. But it was like, Jesus Christ, you know, it's like,
it's just one of his helpers.
It was one of his helpers. Yeah, maybe.
It's Dustin Hoffman.
But the most embarrassing, horrible thing about, like, not only was Jimmy Fallon's, like, he's not good at interviewing, he's not that funny, but whatever, like, I don't, it's just my opinion. I won't watch the show. But the thing that really bugged me the most was that he did a Robert De Niro impression to his face. Like, with him right there, and he's like trying to make some joke about, like, here's how I would have done your movie or whatever. And you know, like, no one really does a good Robert De Niro impression. He's one of those guys that people are only doing impressions of impressions, right? You do the face and you just kind of, like, nod your head and squint your eyes and...
What are you talking about?
Right? It's pretty good, dude.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a bit more like French Stewart, but they're basically the same guy. French Stewart just gives himself another 10 years, he can be Robert De Niro, I think.
Oh, yeah, sure. He could play Robert De Niro in the French Stewart movie.
There you go. I thought that was, like, I don't know what the protocol on that is. I'm not, like, a impressionist expert or even an impressionist myself. Mm-hmm. But it seems to me doing the impression of the person to the person is never going to go over well. Kind of no matter how good it is. People are like, I don't.
Yeah, because people are able to check right there. It's like if people are doing a De Niro impression on a show, I'm like, I guess maybe that sounds. But if you can A and B them right there, you're like,
not so good.
Your inflection's a little, kind of.
What would have been funnier is if they both could have done an impression of a third party.
Well, yeah.
They both should have done Jim Gaffigan. I would have laughed. I would have had a gay old time.
That would be good.
I don't know.
Stand-up comedians don't talk about bands they like? And how come more shows don't feature delicious products?
Well, you see, when comedians do things like talking about bands, it's always like, you know, he's fucking annoying. That Miley Cyrus, she's a bitch. And it's like, yeah, okay. But, like, what about making a joke about a good band and not taking the piss, you know?
No, like, the only joke you have to tell is that you would do gay for them or something, you know? Like,
totally.
There's this band, like, you don't know how gay I would do for them.
Big Zag is really old.
Exactly.
You know, like, come on. But, you know, you can weave it in and be like, what? Imagine if the Rolling Stones were the front man with Jim Gaffigan. What would that sound like?
Yeah.
Wait.
Or, like,
that would be a horrible setup.
I really like, I like this band called High on Fire, and knock, knock, you're a bunch of dicks.
You know?
And then just, like, give them the website.
Sure.
Do you remember the reader comments at the end of Don and Drew? We're always like,
What's that?
I just want to say that you guys said it was a really good show. No, sorry about .com. They would always just blurb their Earl at the end.
Ooh, I got away with one there.
Oh, wait, was that the end of TV Update?
Wow. Sure. That's not bad. That's pretty good. I like that. Yeah, people trying to, like, covertly plug their stuff, and Alan covertly.
Steven covertly.
Thank you. It's they always like say it really fast, like, I snuck it in. It's like, nah, like, no one knows what it is and no one cares, and plus we couldn't hear you.
Yeah.
So like, it's fine, like, do it, and if it's a good thing and if it's a good site or a product or whatever, like, you know, we'll be the judge of that, but make sure we know what the hell it is, because how are we, people don't just randomly go, oh, I think I'll go check out that site, that guy sounded good. Is it spyverspy.com?
Yeah.
Spyverspy@gmail.com.
We don't want your emails. I don't want to read more stuff.
No, send in your emails. We definitely don't read that.
Yeah. No, they could I get them forwarded, actually.
There's probably, I was going to say there's a way we could have that done, but you've already done that. So, any good Spanish offers for free watches or something? Or?
Spanish offers for free watches? No, we don't get much spam.
Dot biz.
We don't get much spam dot biz. That's
Hey, yeah. I was thinking, you know how at the beginning of the show...
You're not going to start a new thing, are you?
No, I just wanted to bring it full circle so we could get out of here.
Because this has to be wrap-up minute.
Okay, you know, like they say, like, on like a Jimmy Fallon type program?
Yeah.
They'll say, like, live from Hollywood, California. Listen to the thing. You know, it's like, not, it may or may not be live, like, but they, what they really mean is recorded live, right? And there's always that thing, like, recorded live or, like, live in front of a live studio audience or whatever.
Okay.
But, like, isn't everything recorded live?
At the time, yes.
And, like, it's definitely going to be, like, edited before it goes to air, or it's going to have a delay or something. Like, it's never just like, let's fucking see what happens. It's going to be crazy, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, what would be the alternative to that? Like, recording it, putting it on a TV, and then putting a camera in front of the TV? Like, recording what's actually playing on a television screen?
Then it would become live again.
Well, I don't know. I'm,
I don't
I'm,
know. I was, Do you think they show the New Year's Eve countdown live? You know, what if Dick Caveat says, you know, drop some N's and C's, you know? Like,
he right doesn't do that anymore, dude.
Who? Ryan Seacrest?
Yeah.
Is that the guy now? Is that
a
guy?
I don't know. There's one of those things. Let's wait till New Year's to talk about it. But the ball dropping, like, still, like, I know that was that's a very specific thing to that town and stuff. But, like, why do I give a shit about, like, a lighted ball dropping in some city I don't live in?
Because,
like,
it's very expensive.
It doesn't mean anything. It's not even a thing.
It's very expensive.
You know what? Like, the big Christmas tree lighting up in New York. That's at least, hey, it's a Christmas tree and it's Christmas time and people have Christmas trees and that's the world's biggest one or
it's
whatever,
not as
right?
Though.
Well, maybe not, but if you want to do expensive, like, why not have Kobayashi and Dickie Chestnut there have a caviar eating competition right out of a whale's butt?
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, it'd be so hot.
Oh. Whale cloaca or something? I don't know how it works, but...
I wonder how big a whale egg is. Is it as big as a plum?
Imagine an omelet made out of a whale egg.
No, that is what caviar is, right? Caviar is whale eggs, right? Is it whale? Sturgeon? Spurgeon?
I think there are different kinds, but I think it's whale. Huh. Beluga caviar, right? That's kind of gross, dude.
A little bit.
How does that work?
I don't know.
Whales are mammals.
Yeah.
What? How do they... What the... What is it? How do...
Oh.
I don't...
Oh.
I think
no,
it's just
it's
like...
dolphin. No, what
it's
is it?
Whale, like, armpit grout or something.
Salmon. Salmon roe. No.
Yes, yes.
But
that
there's
a
beluga
thing.
Caviar. How do they get that out?
I don't know what that is.
And how beluga whale? How do they?
Maybe it's obvious, but I thought whales birthed and did not have little eggs.
Yeah, me too. Well, that's what I'm saying. Do they swoop around in the?
What if there was a kind of caviar that was like you got it and then you. Like, whatever, you breathe on it, or you put some kind of reagent on it, and it turns into tadpoles or something, and you get to eat them.
Oh, wow.
They hop right into the dipping sauce or something.
Screaming? Yeah, that sounds good. I'm into that.
It's a half-baked idea. It's not ready for prime time. It's just in prototype stage still.
Yeah, tomorrow we'll expand on that.
I stole it from Jabba Fett, so...
Did you?
Yeah. Didn't he eat... tadpoles or something?
Oh, yeah, something like that. Yeah, a little bong full of fish.
Yeah. I bet those were good. They're probably tasty.
Don't we, is there anything...
Jabba the Hutt, he's a fucking crime lord. Like, he's not just some gross alien, you know, like he, whatever those are the top of the line. Like those are the shit, man. Like that's the
no,
best.
I don't think so. No, I think Jabba was a white trash crime lord. I'm sure that was just potato chips or whatever.
Yeah, but they were like Miss Vicky's potato chips.
Well, yeah, but still.
Spy versus Spy podcast is brought to you by Miss Vicky's potato chips.
Yeah, that's right. They are our favorite chip. Do you not know why? Because
Dorito why?
Tortilla chips taste as good as they crunch.
Except Miss Vicky's. That's what we know.
Miss Vicky's is the best. Dorito why? Yeah, right. You'll have to tune in Frito-Lay's to find out. Pringle. seems like a... do you think that... Hold on. How are we doing for time?
Way, way over.
Let's get the fuck out of here. Let's fucking...
No, what are you going to say?
Is that the first swear word? Did I go the whole time with... Someone please write in the comments. Is that the first time I swore in the whole episode? I'm shocked.
It's super not.
It feels... No, really?
It's Black Sabbath Super Nut.
Oh, I think I said Beluga's asshole or something, so...
Whoa, that's not a swear, is it?
I don't know.
Spencer told me the other day that he thinks that the S-word is worse than the F-word. He thought the S-word was the worst one ever.
It kind of is.
No, it's like, not.
No, it is. You know why?
Hmm.
Because everybody likes to fuck.
Spider's bad, you know.
Not everybody likes to shit.
I do.
Dude, that's what I was saying.
Well, so do I.
I like them one right after another.
What would you rather have all over you, shit or fuck? I would rather have fuck all over me. Thank you very much.
I suppose it depends on the shit.
Winner.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm the best.
Which would you rather be told to do off
of shit off? Ooh, shitting off of something. I have not really done that.
Yeah.
Do you? Well, it could be messy.
Mm-hmm.
You have to bring some toilet paper with you, and then you have, well, maybe you don't. Maybe you just need a nice rinse.
What's the worst swear to wake up to?
This, here's what you do. The best thing, you shit off a bridge, and then you jump in. Like, you wait for your turd to, like, float down the river, and then you jump in, all clean. Mission accomplished.
Okay. E-mission accomplished.
Whoa. Yeah. E-mission.biz.
All right, so we, yeah.
Oh, man, we got so much show lined up for you today.
I know. It's so tomorrow.
Notice I said we got and not like we have.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did get a lot of show lined up for you and then
that's
we didn't.
Right. Yeah. We did something else.
Dude, that's what I was
saying.
Nothing wrong with that.
We did a crossword together.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do a crossword show. What do you think?
Yo, that'd be kind of fun.
A call-in crossword show? We'd be like, hey, callers, call in. What's the four letter
word? Are you talking about the guy from Remote Control who then later completely ruined Weekend Update? Colin Crossword? No.
Colin Queef? Colin Quim.
Oh. I like him just fine, except that I hate that he took Norm MacDonald's job after, which is like, it's nothing against him, but
it's not his fault. It's not his fault, and he should never have been put in that situation.
No.
He was awful. He was awful at it, and that should not have been his thing. I'm not even really sure why he was on SNL to begin with. He's not really an SNL type comedian. He's funny. I like the guy.
I'm sure he wasn't getting a paycheck. He was just hanging out all the time. You know, over at craft services and whatnot, making impossible
hoodies. He showed up for an audition and they hired him as a, carpenter or something.
Yeah.
A laborer.
Mm-hmm. They didn't even know it was him.
They hire Irish now.
Oh, good job.
Yeah, way to go, Irish.
Yeah, integrated.
Moving on up. The Irish are the blackest white people, though.
Was by G-Mother.
Oh, yeah, everyone knows that. I was named after an Irish black guy, so, you know.
That true?
Yeah.
Robert E. Lee?
That's right. That's the guy.
Robert E. Legal.
Uh-huh. Robert E. Mission.
Robert E. Newsom.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what's Robert's middle name again?
Ooh, I don't know.
Did we ever know that? I feel like we knew that.
I think I do know it, but I can't remember it.
Shout out to Robert Newsom. If you haven't, which you should have, go to spyversusspy.com. He's got a show sometimes that goes up there as well.
Yeah, a lot of them. There's good. It's
he was picking up our slack for a little while.
Yeah, I know.
And then there was too much slack. There was like, what am I going to do with all this slack? All this slack up in my sack.
That's like 10 square feet of slack with 29 toppings.
I don't think I could even name 29 toppings.
10 square feet of pizza. $9.99 for up to 21 toppings.
21 toppings?
Oh, yeah.
Total?
Yeah.
Does cheese count as one? Because that's bullshit when that counts as one.
Each cheese.
If it's a different cheese, I can see it, but
no,
it's like...
It's per grain of cheese.
Four toppings, and you're like, would you like mozzarella on that? Like,
How's about sauce? Would you like box?
Nope, just a plain pizza. This has cheese on it. What the fuck? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like I haven't had a pizza in a really long time, except they bought us one at work. Well, not one. They bought us a bunch at work, and it came from a place called Papa Joe's, and that person was like, Papa Joe's pizza? And it was Papa Joe's. And the sauce was really sugary, and I couldn't eat it. Like, the toppings were not bad, and the crust was not bad. It was all pretty, like, middle of the road, like, decent, you know? But the sauce was really sugary, and I was like, I can't eat it. It ruined it. To me, I don't want to get into it, but I kind of think the sauce is one of the most important parts of the pizza.
One of the three most important, Brian. Well, do go on.
If you could only have three.
Desert island pizza ingredients.
What you want to do is you have the sauce, because you can kind of drink it. You can strain it, and you can drink it like
crust,
water.
Sauce, and a boat.
You don't want to drink cheese oil to sustain yourself. Like, you know, you want something that's versatile, and I think the sauce is more versatile. You could slather it on a sunblock, let's say.
Yes.
You could build a shoe out of it.
I might.
You could,
you could rub it on...
Bye, Petus.
Wait, what?
What?
I'm slow on the clicks.
Come on.
I've got this delicious dilemma.
It's a good show, but I have some notes for you.
Okay.
Actually, do you want the notes or do you want to just be fired? It's up to you.
I'll take the notes.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't have any notes.
I don't have notes.
Yeah.
You kept leading me down dangerous paths.
Oh, yeah?
Trying to get me to talk about what I decided I was going to talk about beforehand.
Yeah.
From now on, I'm not even going to tell you. I'm not even going to tell you what I want to talk about, because you're just going to blow it.
How am I? Oh, because I keep... Yeah, all right. Yeah, so you don't like to be told what to do. That's what it is.
Well, no. I mean, like...
You're a renegade.
Staying on track is one thing, but guess what?
What?
People don't pay big bucks to listen to us stay on track.
That's true. Fine.
Oh, we should also plug the...
Big Uncle Buck.
We should...
I watched most of Uncle Buck the other night.
That's not a bad movie.
No, it was surprisingly, refreshingly. It was like, hey, that was really good. And plus, Jackie from Roseanne is on there. Whatever her name is, I forget.
Laura Metcalf?
Marty Creflin. Yeah, she was on there.
How do I know that? I hate that lady.
She was on The Norm Show. That was the other thing. She was on the...
I don't like her at all.
Oh, she's good. She's got the Norm O'Donnell connection.
That's why I was glad you had
her. Yeah.
No, she was good in the movie. In the movie, she looked like... She was all, like, 80s hot or whatever until she started freaking out about something. She was talking regular, and it was just like, man, who's that guy? She looks a little familiar or whatever. And then she was like,
I come back!
And I was like, oh, it's Jackie from Roseanne.
You know a movie we watched that was not good?
Huh.
Mortal Kombat.
That's the one movie I forgot.
Of all time?
Yeah, no, like, me and Heather watched it, and then later I was like, hey, we should check this out. And she's like, we already saw it, and I didn't remember. It was my one blackout movie.
Because it was so fucking terrible.
Yeah.
I don't know. We threw it on. We're like, hey, this might be something.
And
you
see it over my engorged
bone. It's so boring. Like, nothing happens in it. Yeah. And you're like, okay, these guys are going to fight. And then they're like, no, let's go over here and investigate for clues. And it becomes a Scooby-Doo episode or something. And I don't know.
I think we got to do another show.
I thought we all were.
No, I'll call you back in a minute.
Okay, fine.
Spider was by G-Mother. G-Mother's where is that?